SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
In this bulletin, the Prime Minister pays tribute to Australia's Second World War soldiers killed in Papua New Guinea. The UK Parliament passes the Rwanda Bill. And in sport, 14-year-old Arissa True honoured at the Laureus Awards. With the latest from the SBS Newsroom, g'day, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has begun his walk on the Kokoda Track in Papua New Guinea. Mr Albanese is the first sitting Australian Prime Minister to walk the trail, which was the site of the Battle of Kokoda in the Second World War. The walk will culminate with a dawn service on Thursday for Anzac Day, as well as honouring the sacrifices of troops who fought at Kokoda. The trip will also centre on forging closer ties with PNG as China seeks to expand its influence in the region. Britain's Parliament has passed Prime Minister Rishi Sunak's controversial bill, clearing the way for illegal migrants to be sent to Rwanda. The bill passed when the unelected House of Lords recognised the primacy of the elected House of Commons and dropped the last of its proposed amendments. Earlier in the day, Mr Sunak told Parliament it would remain in session until the bill was approved. The legislative stalemate was just the latest hurdle to delay implementation of a plan that has been repeatedly blocked by a series of court rulings and opposition from human rights activists who say it is illegal and inhumane. James Wilson is the director of Detention Action, a group opposed to the deportations. Mr Sunak says deportation flights will begin in July.
The stakes here couldn't really be higher. There are serious risks to believe. As the UN have said today in relation to airlines, the UNHCR gave vital evidence to during the lengthy legal process that led to the Supreme Court decisions. There are serious concerns about the Rwandan asylum system and the risks of people if people are moved there. So it's not surprising there have been significant, lengthy, detailed legal challenges to date.
Australian politicians have criticised Elon Musk's response to a takedown order by the eSafety Commissioner. Social media platform X was ordered to remove material related to an alleged terror attack at a Western Sydney church last Monday. Mr Musk, who owns X, raised free speech and jurisdictional concerns over the orders made by the federal court. Social Services Minister Amanda Rishworth told Channel 9 Mr Musk must follow Australian law.
Elon Musk and X need to follow Australian law if they want their platform to operate in Australia. There's a simple message there. We have an eSafety Commissioner that has the protocols to take down material that is not within the bounds or laws in this country. She's done that, and I back her and the government backs her. So my message is very clear to Elon Musk and X. Follow Australian law.
A new report has found the Australian dream of owning your own home has been crushed by rising rents and overinflated house prices. After reviewing more than 45,000 rental listings, Anglicare Australia's rental affordability report has declared the market the worst it has ever been. The annual report uses thousands of rental property listings on realestate.com on a weekend in March or April to compile a snapshot of the rental market across the country. The report says the national vacancy rate has hit an all-time low of 0.7%, while average rents are $200 per week more than pre-COVID-19 pandemic levels. Catherine Bennell-Pegg has become the first female astronaut to graduate under the Australian flag. There has never been an Australian woman in space. Miss Bennell-Pegg started her training with the European Space Agency in Germany in April 2023. She was one of six astronauts who graduated from the program on Monday. The program takes astronauts through low-gravity flights, robotics, scientific experiments, survival, medical and other training. Speaking to Seven Sunrise, she says she's very grateful for the opportunity.
To think that today I became an astronaut, better an Australian astronaut, and I'm space flight ready. So I'm very excited for the future, but also very grateful. You know, being an astronaut's a team sport, and yeah. I've been so well supported this year by my family and everyone back home. Thank you to all of them.
To sport, Arissa True, a 14-year-old skateboarding sensation, has become the sole Australian to be honoured at World Sports' biggest awards gala. The Gold Coast youngster was thrilled to be named a Action Sportsperson of the Year at the lavish ceremony in Madrid. True was honoured for her pioneering feat at the age of just 13 last year when she became the first female skater to land a 720 two full rotations in mid-air in competition. She pulled off the iconic manoeuvre first performed by skating great Tony Hawk in 1985 at the American Greats own event, and he was there to applaud True as she made history.
To think that today I became an astronaut, better an Australian astronaut, and I'm space flight ready. So I'm very excited for the future, but also very grateful. You know, being an astronaut's a team sport, and yeah. I've been so well supported this year by my family and everyone back home. Thank you to all of them.
I'm Peggy Giacomelos, and that's the latest from the SBS newsroom.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.